Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go, our number three. We're almost done with me today. You don't have to listen to this voice. It'll be better by tomorrow. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. On Tuesdays, rest of the football season, Mark Sanchez comes by. He's been great. Last 30 minutes of the show, we bring in Mark Sanchez, talk about the game he covered, the game he will cover. The Urban Meyer situation continues to unfold. Did not fly home with the team. Did not go over well with players, apparently. All sorts of cats and dogs living together. This league is hard. I talk about this with friends all the time. Jay Glazer always talks about this, that it's a miserable place to work if you don't have the right quarterback.
Right.
You can do everything right. I really think Brian Flores is excellent.
I agree.
I think Joe Judge is excellent. And everybody's like, no. Now, all of a sudden, the Chargers coach, Brandon Staley, everybody's like, woo! Then he's got Justin Herbert. Makes it a little easier. It just, the reality, it's almost like having a great wife. Just everything's easier. If you get that solved, then guys can do dumb stuff. And you're like, well, I mean, he's got rock solid foundation at home. And she's a winner. So you can just end up, driving over, running into a UPS truck twice a day and nobody judges you.
Twice a day?
Well, I mean, maybe then you become a little bit of a liability, but there is something to be said about we crush all these coaches, and we're always crushing coaches who don't have the right quarterback.
Well, in fairness to the crushing, the quarterback doesn't affect the other side of the ball or special teams.
Well, you would think that, right? You would think the quarterback doesn't affect the defense, but
there is an effect, obviously. But the coach is doing a whole lot more. So if they're failing overall as an organization, and obviously you can't fire players generally, you
right.
can cut them, but the quarterback's generally not in a situation to be cut. So somebody has to be held accountable for failures, and even if it is mediocre quarterback play, it generally falls on the coach.
Yes, it's funny. Brandon Staley is a defensive coach. And he's got, and this works a lot. So Belichick, defensive guy, worries about the defense, star quarterback, Super Bowls. Mike Tomlin, defensive guy, Big Ben in his prime, Super Bowl. Pete Carroll, defensive guy. Russell Wilson, when he was great, Super Bowl, Tony Dungy, defensive guy. Peyton, you run the offense. Now, it goes both ways.
Right.
But there's a real trend in the NFL. Got to have an offensive coach. But if you get a great defensive coach and the offensive guy can do, like Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury, you think like, oh, that's what you want. You want the brilliant offensive. But Kyler is so gifted, he's going to take care of the offense. I mean, good God, he's ad-libbing his way to amazing plays that now you – let's talk Chargers. Now you got this great young defensive coach and this star quarterback. So the Chargers beat the Raiders, Monday Night Football. I know, roof stadium, weather delay, it's L.A. This franchise, a lot of bad luck in the past, but I think it's different now because this team has the next great star quarterback in the National Football League.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
The American League wildcard, Yanks-Red Sox tonight. Discovery card key matchup matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card into your first year automatically. No limit. Discover.com/yes. Yanks-Red Sox tonight. It's crazy. You play these long baseball seasons, really long. And then it's all decided in one game, which is, you know, what's crazy about baseball. So if you're the Yankees, you have to throw your best arm tonight. So if you do win, then you go into the playoffs and you don't have your ace in many of these situations because it's do or die. So you, whoever, you know, if you're the Dodgers and you have to win a game, you're going to put out Max Scherzer, you're going to put out Walker Buehler. You don't want to save anybody for anything. And then it messes up your playoff rotation. So I'm not a, I thought initially when they created that, I thought, oh, it just gives teams hope to the end. But baseball's not about a game, unless it's game seven. It's about the longevity and the duration and setting up your pitching staff. And it's, it creates this like football urgency for the Yanks and Red Sox tonight. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, after the win over the Patriots on Sunday, Tom Brady has officially beat all 32 NFL teams. And he talked about it on his Let's Go podcast, which was his favorite team to beat and which is his least favorite team to beat.
Holy cow, that's a good question. The team I would love to beat the most is the Giants. There's no doubt about that because they've taken away some really, you know, I've always joked with Eli, but yeah, and he, I think he likes that I bring it up all the time. So I'm bringing it up again. I do not like losing to those guys. So when we beat them, I love that. And the team I like to beat the least is probably, is obviously the Patriots. I've had a lot of battles over the years with different teams. There's a lot of mutual respect in pro sports, but glad I'm through with the one last night.
Isn't that amazing that Eli Manning beat Tom? It really is fascinating that we view Brady in the Peyton Manning sphere, but it's Eli that out-dueled Tom twice in Tom's prime. That's just a great story.
And I love that Eli reminds him because you know that drives Tom crazy.
And he just had his number. And by the way, two prolific throws. Mario Manningham, yeah. where Eli put it in a box about the size of a volleyball. And then the David Tyree catch, which is probably the craziest, most unconventional catch in sports history.
Yeah, I've never rooted harder for a team that I had no affiliation with than I was for the Giants in that. I'm like, listen, the Dolphins have nothing. You cannot take away
that was
this,
the Phoenix Super
this
Bowl,
72,
the Glendale. Yeah,
no lost season from us. We can't do it. So Brady will have a chance to beat the Giants again on November 22nd when they face off on Monday Night Football, and they play the Dolphins this Sunday and are currently favored by 10 points, according to Fox Bet.
You know, New England really, I'm trying to think about it this year. They didn't play well against Dallas, or excuse me, Tampa. They didn't play well against Dallas. Remember, Dallas moved up and down the field. They didn't play well against the Rams. They didn't play well against the Patriots. I mean, if you really look at Tampa, I said today in Herd Hierarchy, I'm putting them in the top 10 because I do believe in close game situations, and they're talented enough to mostly stay close to everybody. They're not playing well. I think we're giving them a lot of respect that's unearned so far.
Well, their defense isn't
at all
is what it was last year. And their defense is
Mac Jones,
a big part of the reason why they were there.
Completed 18 straight throws in a monsoon. Like, their defense is a problem. You can death by a thousand cuts. You can nibble away at their defense as Mac Jones did.
But I do have faith that they will figure it out.
You think, yes. As the urgency, it's hard to take a Super Bowl champ in October. They, you know,
well, it's hard to repeat. It's like, it's not an easy thing to do. It doesn't happen that often. So Jimmy Garoppolo didn't return to the field following halftime in the 49ers matchup on Sunday with the Seahawks. Yeah. And there's no timetable on how long he'll be out. Kyle Shanahan said that Jimmy G has a chance to play Sunday against Arizona. We had Hall of Fame coach Jimmy Johnson on yesterday, and he thinks that Jimmy G's starting career might be coming to an end in San Francisco.
I think the writing's on the wall as far as what they want done. And I agree. The only way a young player is going to get better is putting him on the field. You're going to have to take your lumps with him because, you know, these rookies are going to make mistakes. But for the future, him playing is the best way to go for the 49ers.
He's talking about Trey Lance. Garoppolo said he suffered an injury on the first offensive snap of this offensive series, and then a Seahawks defender stepped on his calf. He tried to play through the injury and made it to halftime before they gave it to Lance.
Just you know, I said I didn't mean to be cruel, but he's a little bit of a lemon. Great looking, always in the shop. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just he's one of those guys.
Well, you said it earlier. We talked about this all off season when they took Lance. The reason Lance is there is because of Jimmy Garoppolo's injuries. It's not because of what Jimmy Garoppolo is capable of.
He doesn't play reckless. He doesn't play like Wentz or Darnold. It's just he is injury prone. Sam Bradford did not play reckless football. he just got hurt a lot. It's just the reality of pro sport.
Well, some guys are just injury prone. Yeah. And when it becomes a part of your story, when you're describing a player, you always have to mention that they are also injured.
Yeah.
That is the scout on you. Like, that's just what it is. It's not anyone wishing for that. It might not even be anything that he's doing. I don't know how well he takes care of his body, but sometimes you're just going to get injured, and that's why Trey Lance is there. And, you know, to Jimmy's point, going back and forth is going to eventually hurt the development of Trey Lance.
Right.
But also, you have a locker room to be concerned about and game plans to build on. And you, if you can't rely on Jimmy Garoppolo, how do you do that? Yeah. And they have a big game against the Cardinals this weekend. So a fortunate caution and sudden rain shower made Bubba Wallace the second Black driver to ever win a NASCAR Cup Series race, a huge win. And following the win, he got emotional about this historic moment.
Yeah, I never think about those things. And when you say it like that, it obviously brings a lot of emotion, a lot of joy to my family, fans, friends. But you always got to stick true to your path and not let the nonsense get to you. And stay strong, stay humble, stay hungry. There's been plenty of times where I wanted to give up, and you surround yourself with the right people, and it's moments like this that you appreciate.
Yep. Tune out the noise. There's a lot of it.
He is the first Black driver to win in NASCAR's Premier Series since Hall of Famer Wendell Scott in 1963. It was also the first win for Jordan's race team. He said, "I'm so happy for Bubba and our entire racing team. This is a huge milestone, an historic win for us. From the day we signed him, I knew Bubba had the talent to win, and Denny and I could not be more proud of him. Let's go."
I like that Michael Jordan's in racing. I like that.
Well, that makes sense.
It's kind of cool.
That's his.
Michael loves his
where
golf.
He grew up.
He likes his racing. Michael's done a lot of his business with sports. Michael likes sports. He likes to. He loves golf. He loves golf.
I would guess that golf is his favorite with basketball, but probably more than basketball.
Good
Big
stuff.
Win for him.
Joy
yesterday.
With the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Faherty, founded by twin brothers, guarantee their clothes for life. Go to FahertyBrand.com/herd. Get 20% off. FahertyBrand.com/herd. One of our favorite times of the week on Tuesdays through the football season, we get the 10-year NFL veteran Mark Sanchez, who joins us live now to our set. We love that. Called the Washington Falcons game, and he has the Niners Cardinals this Sunday, which is going to be very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I saw this. I didn't know this. It's pretty interesting. You were the first rookie quarterback in the NFL history to, I don't even know if you knew this, to start and win your first three games of a season. That's something. How about that? So it's funny. I watched Trey Lance, and that's the game you're doing this week. So
that's
I watched Trey, and he's kind of athletic. He had a run.
Kind of?
Yeah. Probably doesn't quite have it mastered in the pocket. Joy and I were talking about this, Mark, in the last commercial break. The quarterbacks are all the rookies, kind of what we thought. Mac Jones, accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence, some wow. Trey Lance, Justin Fields, not quite ready, but athletic. Who am I missing here, Joy? So who am I missing? Mac Jones.
New York.
Zach.
Oh, and Zach Wilson. Often his best, kind of making it up off script.
Yep.
They're all kind of what we thought. So let's zero in on Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in this process. Game's going real fast. Oh boy.
Real fast.
Can he take that performance? Tell me the leaps. How much better can he get in the next month if he has to start?
Well, I think a lot of it is reps during the week.
All the reps.
Being the starter for the week, right? He's going to get so many more attempts just during the week. The 50 plays in practice against a defense that are scripted specifically against the scout team defense, instead of just going in for your Trey package of 5 to 10 plays.
Right.
Now he's going to get everything. And the only thing I feel like with Trey, let me describe him and Jimmy, okay?
Okay.
Jimmy is going to keep you on schedule. He's steady, you know, not in the fast lane, not in the slow lane, right in the middle. Just nice and easy. Going to keep you ahead of the chains, right? He's so good on play action because he's a veteran. You'll see him, boom, give his hard play fake. This is Jimmy. Whip his head around. And as soon as he knows it's no good down the field, exactly what we want. Is it the exact look we want? No. Boom. Halfback in the flat. Now. and I'll take the 2-3 yard gain just to get me to 2nd and 7, just so we could run the ball on 2nd and 7 and get to 3rd and 3, and let's play ball and let's keep doing it all the way down the field. When it's open and I know it, boom, I'll take the shot. With Trey and young quarterbacks in general, all the guys you just mentioned, it's make your hard play fake, boom, flip around. Now, I know it doesn't look perfect, but I got a little FOMO, right? I got a little fear of missing out on some of this stuff, and it's like, could it still be there?
That's Justin Fields against Cleveland.
That's Fields. That's all young quarterbacks. Everybody, I was a victim of that because you want to make it right, right? You want – the coach called the play. I hit it in practice. We got the exact read in practice. We got the look in practice. Now, this isn't exactly it, but I can figure this out. I can navigate this. You know, and you just – that one half a second, and sometimes it works, and sometimes you get the 30, 40, 50-yard strike down the field, but oftentimes – they're holding it just for an extra second. That D lineman starts to edge the O lineman, and boom, now you're getting hit in the pocket. Now you're getting moved around. Now somebody flashes in your face and you can't see the back anymore because you had him for half a second, but you spent that half second looking downfield. Does that make sense? Yes. Like they're and we're talking a fraction of a second now, like 1/1000 ball. And that's the difference between Jimmy, Andy Dalton, and Justin Fields, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Trey Lance. That's the difference. And I mean, we're talking razor's edge. So they're close, but I think those reps will remind him, and that alarm, that time clock has to go off in his head. It's either yes or no. And that discernment, that's what comes late, right? That in the drop back passing game and your play action passing game, that's where he's going. But you see it in flashes, right? You see it in spurts, and oh man, is he talented.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You would think all athletes, you guys are good looking, you make money, it's all confidence.
I love coming on the show. Thanks.
But it's funny that confidence is, sometimes you can lose it in a drive.
Of course.
So Josh Allen, these are the three that jump out to me. Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, and Josh Allen, all talented. They're playing now, Kyler and Josh and Lamar, like this is my team now. Like this is my team. So Kyler Murray's always been elusive. Mm-hmm. But when I watch him now compared to the first year, it's that second you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's elusive's not his issue. That's what I see. I see, and I don't see it yet with Herbert. I see Herbert as talented, not quite as confident as he'll be in 12 starts. But when I watch Kyler, I'm just like, oh, he knows now I'm the best player on the field.
I think, one, he realizes it. He knows what he's able to get away with. He spent those last couple years trying to figure that out. Almost like, you know, I deal with my son who's going to be 5, right? He pushes boundaries like, okay, how far can I go? And as a rookie quarterback in your second year and stuff, you're still trying to figure out, can I fit that ball in? Can I scramble here? Can I work my, you know, escape to the left? Can I do this or that? And Kyler's got everything, right? My only fear with Kyler, yes, he's much better in the drop back passing game. Yes, they're getting him quick completions. Yes, he's elusive. But when he has to do it on every play, and there's free rushers a lot, like in that Rams game, he made it look good. And scrambling can cover up a lot of warts, but there's some holes in protection now. That's my only fear, is that it is exhausting for him to have to play like that over and over and over and over. That's my only fear. So is it a sustainable way to play? I don't know, because if he gets nicked up at all, and I, you know, knock on wood, I pray to God he doesn't, because I love watching him and I think he's amazing. But so much as an ingrown toenail that slows him down that much, it's not the same. And if you can't get away on some of these third downs where there's free rushers coming at you, that's going to be a problem. And that's what we saw last year, right? As soon as he got banged up a little bit, he's got to hang in the pocket. And now what does it look like? That offense looks less, you know, less fierce, less scary, right? Less,
right.
You know.
It's interesting. So I want to talk about Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
And I said there is something about humility. And I actually sent this text to their GM this morning. I said, this may not make any sense. I said, but he plays with a humility. So generally men, because of our egos, whatever we're great at, we're going to make sure you know. If we have a great build, we'll wear a tight T-shirt. If we're funny, we're going to tell jokes in public. Most great quarterbacks that have had great arms, they're going to show you. Namath, Favre,
oh, yeah.
Ben, they're going to have picks. A lot of guys like Alex Smith without a great arm know it and won't throw a lot of picks. Herbert has a remarkable arm, and yet the humility is, I know how valuable these throws are.
Mm-hmm.
For a 23-year-old, that's my takeaway as a non-athlete watching an athlete. he has a complete hose. He's got a huge arm. Yeah. And he throws it about three times a game. He's got good receivers. But sometimes it's the gift that the guy upstairs gave you that you don't use.
Right.
And when I watch him, it's weird to say this, but he plays with a humility. Like, he understands the value. He knows what the Chargers are historically. Mm-hmm. Like, what, I mean, am I talking too much?
No.
I mean, do you know what I'm saying, kind
of? No, you're spot on, because having that gift, whether it's the athleticism, the Kyler Murrays and Lamar Jacksons, it can be a blessing and a curse. You can run into a lot of sacks if you're really fast, right? You escape
that's
the pocket.
That's the knock on Russell Wilson.
Right, and you run into a lot of sacks potentially. Well, that's part of it, and then you start to figure it out, and then you hit your prime, and hopefully you're just as athletic and smarter than before you get to the back nine and can't do it anymore.
Right.
With somebody with a strong arm, that's the fear from coaches. But here's all I'd say. I'd rather say whoa than sick him, right? And Justin Herbert is walking that fine line of both. He understands when it's time to uncork it and when it's time to dump it off and when it's time to layer a ball instead of just 100 miles an hour right in somebody's face mask. Boom, the ball gets popped up in the air, interception going the other way. When it's time to fit a ball into cover two, 18 to 22 yards down the field, in the hole shot, that honey hole shot, boom, he knows. And when it's time, it's time. But what's so interesting to me about him is he walks that razor's edge line of, stoic and apathetic, right? Because it's different, right? Like certain guys like Bradford, maybe no emotion, Flacco, no emotion, but they had like a little bit of juice, like enough to get the guys going. Justin has it like at the right times. Like when you see after touchdowns, some guys are a little nerdy when they like celebrate.
Right, right.
And Herbert has, he's one of the biggest nerds. He's a bio major, okay?
Right, right.
He's a nerd and he knows it. And he's cool with it and he owns it. But he's like ultra competitive. He's quietly an alpha male, but he just does it a different way. And when it happens, when he's successful, you could see the way the guys rally around him, especially after he just got absolutely T-boned in the backfield. The dude took his head off. Ngakoue, I think, just leveled him. I mean, flattened him like a Mack truck just smacked him. Boom. He gets hit, pops right up, no emotion, just kind of shrugs his shoulders a little bit. Next play. Okay. Rips off like four completions in a row and just, you see nothing from him until they score. And then it's like, see him fired up. You know what I mean? And he has just enough to like grab him. But you remember in the draft process, everybody, he's not a leader. He's too quiet. I don't know if he can handle the spotlight. He just does it different. Yeah. He does it different, and that was scary to people.
Good stuff. Mark Sanchez, more in a second.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
I want to talk Dak Prescott for a second. We were just talking about this a second ago. I think in basketball and soccer, you can spot talent very quickly. I could walk by a park and see Ronaldo with a soccer ball and be like, okay, that's a great player. Or a basketball player. I could see your vertical, you're hitting jumpers. In football, you can't block yourself at a park, can't throw it to yourself. So I think there are opportunities for football players to really grow into greatness. And I was Dan Mullen came on the show and he said, like, we didn't like the way Dak threw the ball. I watched him and I'm like, this doesn't work. But we just fell in love with him. Played with him briefly. Oh, yeah. And I watched him the first couple of games this year and I'm like, I don't know if it's comfort, but his ball placement's better. I mean, just your thoughts about, I just think he's getting better in front of our eyes. Mm-hmm. And I always kind of saw a ceiling with him and I think he's going to burst through the ceiling.
Oh, he's going to blow right through it. I think a lot of people put that ceiling on him and I feel like being there his rookie year, you saw what Scott Linehan did for him. He did the same thing with Stafford, where they kind of kept the clamps on it.
Yeah.
Didn't need him to throw it 35 times a game. If we could stay under 30, and that's kind of our ceiling, ride this run game, teach him how to be a drop back passer, because there were flashes of it.
Yeah.
And ease him along. I mean, he ripped off like 13 wins in a row as a rookie with a great running game, right? Now, the offensive line starts to deteriorate just a tick. Maybe Zeke's not as explosive for the last couple of years, but they start building it around Dak because they saw enough in those first couple of years that, hey, this is who we're hitching our horse to. This is what we're doing. We're rolling with this guy. Now he's got all the weapons. Now he's got more reps under his belt. Now he's seen just about everything under the sun defensively because everybody's like, okay, well, we got to get to him. Oh, we got to show him this. We got to confuse him. And no, he's just a pure passer, and he's – surgical. He just picks you apart and he looks so confident now. He's scary. He's one of the scariest dudes that these defenses play. And it's not because he'll extend the play enough. You know, he's not going to trip over his own feet. He's not a statue. He's got juice to move a little bit and extend the play, but he is just his anticipation right now, his accuracy and his accuracy, not just completion percentage, but like hitting the front number as opposed to the back number, keeping guys in stride. And with the guys he has now, Cooper and especially CeeDee Lamb, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Those guys catch and split.
Yeah.
You know, they catch and knife up the field and they're gone. So he's mastered that accuracy stuff, and it's so fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I think we forget sometimes. Russell Wilson acknowledged it was late year three, Russell said, when the light came on.
Oh, yeah. So it looks slow, right? It looks slow for Dak now.
Yes. Like, he's like, very comfortable.
Yes.
By the way, you talk about 25, 30 throws. I've been critical of Baker Mayfield, but I've said, I think if there he has to play, there's a certain game plan that works for Baker. Now, Sunday, he's off his game. He gets a little skittish. He's now sailing everything. He and OBJ don't work. I don't know why. I'm not in the film room. Your takeaway on Baker Mayfield, my takeaway in the game was Cleveland played poorly and won on the road. I'm like, yeah. What a huge step for the Cleveland Browns.
And it's not the end of the world. Like, their formula for Baker is 25 to 30 throws. That's like his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And that's when he's most effective.
I can say that was Mark Sanchez's wheelhouse.
And I'm okay with that. That was my second, third, fourth year. That was probably where I should be. When we tried to do more, when we had to do more, same thing, little speed wobbles, right?
Right.
With Baker. That's just kind of his game. And that's okay because of the way they're built. They're going to manufacture about 10 of those completions with screens, either to the halfback, the tight end, the receivers. That's fine. Let's keep the pure dropback pass game to a minimum, but keep the overall pass attempts right around 25, 30. And he's plenty good to go to the Pro Bowl, to go to a Super Bowl. I mean, he could take these guys on a deep run because of the way they're playing on defense. They're going to get sack-caused fumbles. They're going to get good field position. They're going to get a short field on offense. Like, you don't have to do too much. He's one of those guys that just slow and steady, and he'll be just fine. This isn't a knock on him. This is just after years of data now, you can kind of see.
That's right.
This probably works, you know, in this, you know, formula. This formula can work for them.
The Jets, Zach Wilson, let's talk about that. Now, mm-hmm. Zach, I full disclosure, I said coming out of college, I saw a little Johnny Manziel, a little cocky, a little show off, much better arm. I do worry sometimes that he doesn't play with a ton of humility. Like, he lets it rip. That's my interpretation, yeah. Not Mark's. But he did win, and the arm's not a question. He moves. He's got a beautiful arm. What did you see this weekend? Where are you seeing growth with the rookie quarterback for the Jets?
Well, I think he's still figuring out what he can and can't get away with. And you heard Coach Sala say after week one or two that it's okay to play boring football. And that sometimes that's hard.
Of course it is, sometimes, especially with the big arm guys.
Exactly, because you got to remind them, hey, dial it back. We don't need it all right now. When it does go to overtime, like this last week, when the game's on the line, third down, long, you know, fourth down, whatever, this is a got-to-have-it situation. Buddy, go be Zach Wilson. Go give us all the flair, the glitz and glam you got. Whatever you got, uncork it at that time. But the first three quarters, let's be really sharp. Let's just steal a million completions in a row. Let's see how many completions we can get in a row. Let's try that for now. You know what I mean? And he's starting to get some guys back. I think their defense is starting to figure it out just a little bit. I think Williams played out of his mind up front and just was a game wrecker. Now, granted, Tennessee's on the road without their two best receivers, didn't rush it incredibly well. They looked solid, but not full strength. But it doesn't matter because that kind of notch in his belt gives him a little confidence. Just gives him a little bit of, all right, hey, we got one. Whew. The pressure's off a little bit, right? He's still in New York, but he could take a breath a little bit, right? You get the first win, it's like, oh, thank God. That was a lot.
Couple minutes left, Mark. Mark Sanchez joining us for our radio audience. Mac Jones, I thought, played really well.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there's a lower ceiling. The play has to be kind of designed for him. He's not going to move a lot. He is accurate. I thought, considering the weather and the stage, I thought he was pretty good.
He was lights out. I was so impressed because that's, 19 completions in a row as a rookie. That was against that defense. Yeah. And they were coming after him.
And a veteran defensive coordinator.
They were coming after him. I mean, they didn't give him, they gave him a few of the same looks, but it was like a Rolodex of blitzes and looks and fronts. And yeah, I mean, they were all over the map.
Right.
So for him to dissect that, analyze it, boom, and get that ball out the way he did, a couple of the pocket movement stuff, like you go back to his tennis playing days and that short area quickness in the pocket. I mean, we're talking full on free rusher and the guard sets to the right and boom, here comes Levante David or
Shaq Barrett or was it?
No, one of the Vita Devin Villa, White.
Devin White.
I mean, Devin White's just beeline to the quarterback and he's just whoop, little sidestep, buy me an extra second, boom, fit a ball in a window. I mean, third, fourth, fifth year stuff, and he was solid. I just feel like they need more, right? Not out of him. They need more around him. Because he'll get you in the right play. He'll keep you away from bad plays. He'll keep you on schedule. But he needs guys. I mean, who's he throwing to? Right?
No, they are. They spent $300 million. I've said this. I don't think they're markedly faster than last year. It's Sean McVay's frustration with Jared Goff, which is we got to be able to score not on an 11-play drive. Because one holding blows the drive up.
No doubt.
And you know, to that point, I thought Mac Jones, he'll get you in and out of stuff. But it's not a shot on Jacoby Myers or Kendrick Bourne. It's just the speed component. I mean, when you watch some of these teams.
I mean, those are supporting actors, the guys you just named. They're supporting actors. They're not, you know, Denzel Washington, Brad Pitt. They're not bringing everybody to the theater, right? No offense to them. They can make a great living, and they do a great job. They can convert some third downs and all that, but they need some juice.
Mark Sanchez, every Tuesday, great stuff. Speak for yourself around the corner for everybody. See you tomorrow. It's The Herd in L.A.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.